Your time is exactly 11:21. It's 20 minutes past 11 namhlanje. As all know, Guti, we are here based in around Richmond, local municipality, where they will unveil their branding and also serve their vision 2044 rather. Currently, we are joined by Stacey Francois as a chairperson and as a chairperson in Richmond Tourism and also in the Midlands region, the cluster, who will be joining us soon and then also telling us how did they welcome the branding of the municipality. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you to such a beautiful day where where Richmond municipality taking decade to plaster their new image. Take us through how do you feel about this change?
I think the change was long overdue, and it does predict a brighter future as even the logo itself has representation of the sun.
Yes.
For brighter days for us to look forward to new development that is coming for Richmond and even in the advancement in technology, because this is a plan for the youth to come. So it's not for us. We will be old by the time it materializes, but it is for the future, which is the youth to come.
Because I just want to double check from you as a chairperson in Richmond Tourism, in terms of your work related with the municipality, how is it coming, and also in terms of the chances of improving the tourism at large, besides here around Richmond places.
So the Richmond municipality has been instrumental in the development of a tourism strategy, which we had already done in 2022.
All right.
So we do have a plan that we have already started implementing. A lot of it is to do with infrastructure, roads, signage, and just educating the youth and also introducing them into the sector, because most people really think that you've got to have a hotel.
Mm.
That's what tourism is about. But there's a lot of travelers that want to experience the actual culture of a town and just the natural beauty of a place, which Richmond is outstanding in terms of its natural beauty.
Before I let you go, you've just mentioned that when I ask you, you said it's been long overdue in terms of rebranding and also the vision. But I want to ask this. How does it affect in terms of the history of the place, in terms of the tourism?
I think the history is very critical. We have actually got three museums in Richmond.
Okay.
That actually houses the actual history of Richmond, the history of agriculture, the history of its people. So we actually a small town with so many museums.
Mm.
So the history is still preserved. And, you know, when it comes to museums, before, white people were very good at keeping stuff.
Mm.
But what we want from African people is the stories. You might not have objects, but you do have stories, and we want stories to be preserved. We want footprints. We want to create that into roots and themes where there's a story there at this mountain. What did it symbolize? So all these stories can be captured, and that is a development that we're working with at our Richmond Museum as well, where we're going to be start capturing just everybody's stories so that is preserved as well.
Mm. In terms of the youth that is coming, how to make sure that to keep those memories?
Well, we've also got a lot of artists and musicians in Richmond as well.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got one group that started a band, and they just naturally can play instruments, but they couldn't read and write music. So in partnership with different people, now they've got music lessons happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I posed a question to them, how much will you charge for a gig? And they didn't know that part.
Mm.
So it's also important for the entrepreneurial skill to be passed on even to our artists, because when somebody's booking you, you must know how much you're going to charge, and you need to know how to manage and market yourself as a business besides just being an artist. You know, you've got to know the business side of things as well. So that's what we're working on, also entrepreneurship development for our artists, for our crafters as well, even introducing our agricultural schools to agri-tourism to where people come to a farm. Some people want to come from overseas and experience the farm, even if they are picking apples or picking something, and they get to explore the town. We are an agricultural town, so people can come from outside and volunteer and work while they explore the beauty of Richmond.
How's your relationship with the economic development HI in KZN?
We deal through our municipality, so okay. Our LED, they will communicate with different departments. As you see today, there's a number of different stakeholders that have been invited, right, so that we can take things forward and start meeting with different investors. But yeah, our LED unit is on that.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Right, that was Tracy Francois as a chairperson in the Richmond Tourism and the Midlands Region Cluster. Thank you so much once again. Skathi Masinje, it's exactly 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. Namhlanje, isekuseni ke sicacileke la namhlanje. Richmond Local Municipality njengoba bezo-unveila namhlanje ubuso babo busha, singasho njalo sithi it's a launch. Baphinde bazoveza kakhulukazi umbono wabo mude, but ke sekuvezile uMM ukuthi cha bazochaza igaba ikakhulukazi iminyaka emihlanu njalo njengoba ke sazi ukuthi it's a vision 2042, but ke izochazwa ngegaba kanjalo. Kodwa manje before nakanjalo sihlabeleke phambili, ngivumele ukuthi ngidlule.
The event is live broadcasted.